Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. European Union leaders have called for the establishment of humanitarian corridors and pauses in fighting to get aid into Gaza. After hours of talks, the leaders expressed concern for civilians there, but fell short of calling for a ceasefire as demanded by some countries. Sofia Petitza reports from Brussels.
In their joint declaration, EU leaders expressed their gravest concern for the people of Gaza and said unhindered humanitarian access to reach them was vital. Pauses in the fighting would be needed to make that happen, the statement said. All 27 leaders condemned Hamas and said its use of civilians as human shields was particularly deplorable. The compromise reached in the text begs Israel's right to defend itself in line with international law. But the EU's own foreign policy chief says Israel's blockade of Gaza has already crossed the line.
The health ministry in Gaza has issued a document of more than 200 pages, which it says contains the names and ID numbers of more than 7,000 Palestinians killed in Israeli airstrikes. The move comes after President Biden suggested there was doubt over the casualty figures presented by the health authorities in Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas. Hundreds of armed police officers are continuing to search for a gunman in the US state of Maine after a series of mass shootings in the city of Lewiston left at least 18 people dead. Eight of those injured in Wednesday night's attacks remain in hospital. The suspect, Robert Card, is considered armed and dangerous. Our correspondent John Sudworth is in Lewiston.
The police continue to scour vast swathes of countryside in search of a suspect who is armed and dangerous and very much still at large. There have been attempts here to enact meaningful gun control, but most have ended in failure, and it is a failure that now looms large over this tragedy, with questions being asked about whether, had the authorities had more power, they may have been able to act on what seem to have been clear warning signs.
The White House has accused Russia of executing its own soldiers if they try to retreat from front lines in Ukraine. The national security spokesman John Kirby said Moscow was employing what he called human wave tactics, leading to thousands of recent casualties.
Russia continues to show no regard for the lives of its soldiers. We believe they have suffered thousands of casualties in their effort to conduct this offensive. We have information that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders. We also have information that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
Kiev has said there have been mutinies over heavy losses in some Russian units trying to take Avdiivka in eastern Ukraine. There's been no response from Moscow. World News from the BBC. China's top diplomat Wang Yi has said his country seeks to expand cooperation with the United States at the opening of a meeting with the Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington. His reciprocal visit comes as the world's two largest economies seek to calm tensions. Mr. Wang expressed hope for improved ties between Beijing and Washington.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, but it should be comprehensive, so that we have increased understanding, constantly seeking to expand common ground and pursue cooperation that will benefit both sides, so that we can stabilize China-US relations and return it to the track of healthy, stable and sustainable development.
He's expected to discuss the Israel-Hamas war with US officials, as well as the more usual topics of Taiwan and Beijing's claims to the South China Sea. Dozens of buses have begun evacuating tourists from the devastated Mexican resort of Acapulco, which has suffered a direct hit from Hurricane Otis early on Wednesday. 27 people have been confirmed dead in the Category 5 storm, which ruined much of the city and left it cut off. Local officials say 80% of the hotel zone has suffered damage. Officials in Bangladesh say a fire has broken out in a building in the capital Dhaka that has disrupted mobile and internet connections across the country. The 14-storey building, which housed two data centres, had to be shut down. One person has been killed and seven others injured in the blaze. US media say that a controversial statue of a Confederate-era leader that became the focal point of racial justice protests in Virginia has been cut up and melted down at a secret location. The bronze figure of General Robert E. Lee had been removed from its plinth in Charlottesville in 2021 and handed over to the city's Black History Museum. And that's the latest BBC News.